Yeah, had a good stint with Orville in the junior program.
Yep.
Been around the ropes, mate. Miller, Casey out in the Miller, and had a bit of success with him back in the heyday, back in the 80s, and been the umpiring for a few years. And then I was just become a club umpire, just with work commitments, and I couldn't train, and just become a club umpire with the Reckless Footy Club.
That's what I mean. Back to the coaching ranks. Have you missed being a coach?
Oh yeah, no. I just enjoy it, mate. I just enjoy putting the time into the kids and develop the kids. And I just got a passion for it. So you know, it's good. You know, just otherwise you're working all the time. You're pretty committed with your work commitments. And I reckon anyone would probably back me up on this and saying that if you can't have a Saturday afternoon off, just doing what you like, if it's bowls or marbles or whatever, you might as well not be here. You know.
Yeah, there's something. You're dead right. There's something wrong with you. You've got to have a bit of work-life balance. You've taken on the assistant coach role at Reckless with Chris Lee. Yeah, got a lot of young kids out there. I remember speaking to Tony Marciano 18 months ago now. There were 7 or 8 kids that had come through from under 13s together and were still at the club. It augurs well in a lot of ways, Gary.
Oh, it does, mate. Those boys have all come through, and they wouldn't be too far off 50 game players now. And when I got appointed, I had a look at the coaching with the junior development, what was going on there with the coaching, and they never had an 18s coach. And I said, well, leave that with me, and I got on to Matty Leader, and I've got him on board with the 18s,
yep.
And John Guffey's doing the 16s. And he was out in Angelock, won a couple three premierships there at Nangy. But he's moved on, of course. But he's doing the 16s, which is good. With that development, those boys coming through, and Matty was already junior coach there about 3 or 4 years ago, doing the under 13s, under 14s. And he had his young boy coming, but it's good to get him on board. And that's. Well, as you said, those young blokes have just come through now, and they've all developed into pretty good, or hopefully, good senior players for the footy club in the future. So.
It's hard, Gary, at senior level, isn't it? You get young kids that are talented, obviously got the ability. Unless you're an absolute standout, it always takes time. It's not an overnight fix.
Exactly right. I'm right with you on that one. And I think the way things are working out, things have panned out this year, with the last 3 years with the COVID. All the clubs are in the same boat. They've just got to play their kids. The big recruits aren't around, and I reckon it's a perfect opportunity for the young blokes just to get game time into them.
Yeah.
And they'll develop and they'll be good senior footballers for the club in the future.
That's it. I reckon, this is my opinion, you might disagree. I reckon you need, from a young kid that's come out of under 18s and straight into senior footy, I reckon you need 50 games to find your feet.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And, they're playing with young boys now, and the good senior, the good 150-game senior footballers aren't really around at the moment. You're just playing, and as I said just before, they're all young blokes. And you might have 2 or 3 good experienced footballers to help them along, which we have. We've got last year's coach and his brother Pete.
Yep.
Apart from them two, you're really stretching. The rest, there's probably 3 or 4 50-game players, and the rest, as you said, the rest would just come out of the under 18s, and that's where we're just going to, just get time and game time into them,
Having said that, Gary, have they melded well on the training track? You obviously had the pre-season comp last weekend. You had a good result there. They seem to have gelled on the training track?
Yeah, they have. They're real keen. I think with Chris Lee's appointment, he's really just stuck to his guns and said, look, we've just got a simple game plan. We're just going to take sides on, because we've got leg speed, of course. Having a lot of kids in the side. So
yep.
It's just about, just going to keep it simple. Just take sides on, and just, the end result, look, it might hurt us at times, but at the end of the day, you've got to go back to basics, your 1%ers and things like that, which we're teaching them. And, they'll learn from it, and hopefully we get a few good results along the journey,
I was going to say, Gaz, there could be a couple of beltings there, but some days, you take a good team on, and all of a sudden, you find that belief too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, look, it's going to happen to all of us, I think when you look at the clubs in the St. Rose Football League at the moment, like you've probably got Onville with probably the most depth with their kids. They probably stand out on their own, but the rest of, I reckon the rest of the clubs are pretty even, you know, with the Merbein maybe. Yeah, they'll be up there again. I think, you know, the size had finished off last year with, the rest of us, for the rest of us, we've just got to, we've just got to play our kids and just go from there.
It's actually, quite ironic, Gary. It's not too dissimilar to when you were at your peak at the Imperials. You know, every other club in St. Rosia, it was going to be hard to beat Imperials. So the best way to try and tackle you blokes was just to take you on. And if you copped a 10-goal flog and you copped one, but there was days that you thought you had half a sniff, and that belief does grow in your team that, hey, we might be able to beat this mob, so just keep going at it. But it reminds me of the Imperials team. Everyone had to have a crack against them, otherwise, if you went into your shell, you get cut to ribbons.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. But that's where sides learn a lot. You know, the attacking side of it and defensive side of it, and taking sides on, because if you got to have that belief in yourself, you know, as a team, and that's what we've got to teach them. And just having the right personnel there with Chris and myself, and I've got an old stalwart backup, Ross Wall. He's been around the traps, you know. The weight and name says it for itself, you know. But Ross is there, and he's involved. Well, he's not really involved with the footy club, but his family is. Like, he's got his boy playing footy there, and his girls playing netball. And it's good to have him. It's good to have him there as backup, you know, just with his thoughts and the theory side of it. So no. Exactly. Yeah.
Actually, people, the Waitman name, people forget just how good a footballer Ross Waitman was.
Oh, he's a champion, mate, yeah. And when the job came up available, and I said, well, geez, you know, straight away I thought, you know, I'm no expert when it comes to, you know, like my background and my experience and that, but geez, you can always listen to other people. And I thought, if you had a bit of backing like Ross Waitman to help you out at times where just on his opinion, you're going to back him every time, aren't you?
Well, yeah. He's a lovely bloke, Ross, but he was probably the most underrated Waitman there was.
Yeah, oh, no. In his time, mate, he went pretty well. He was hard at it, but no, he had good times, Country Victoria, and he's played some good football in his time.
Yeah, my word, he has. Yeah.
Oh, the wear and tear's caught up with him now. He's struggling a bit now, but because it wasn't much of him, but he played like a big man.
Well, Father Time catches us all too, Gary.
Oh, for sure. No, I agree with you. Yeah, no, it's catching.
When
do you... I do a little bit, but yeah, not like how we used to, mate. The same as yourself.
No, that's another lifetime ago. It's when did you guys hit the track for pre-season?
Where did we?
Yeah, when did you?
When did we? Oh yeah, would have been early January.
Yep.
Just got together and started doing the work, and then it was pretty hard with the numbers because, I'm not saying COVID, but it was work commitments and the way work is nowadays with the different hours and schedules and that nowadays with the rosters.
Yep.
You don't get them all together anymore, and and work commitments because a lot of them have got with the fruit blocks and the export table grapes. You know, they're all on the land, and it's hard to get a squad together and. From day dot, you know. So it was a little bit of a mix in cricket finals.
Well, the seasons still overlap a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And it's dragged out. And now we're just getting our squad together. And, you know, there's probably a handful of guys probably a little bit behind. But, you know, you're probably going to carry them. Once we start playing, you'll probably carry them for 2-3 weeks. And just hopefully we all get together and, And just make it worthwhile. You know, when they're all got on the same fitness level, probably give us a month of football to get going. You know, and I reckon a lot of clubs are in the same boat in just saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about playing, you're not far off, are you?
Sorry.
Talking about playing in round one, it's not far away.
Oh, Easter weekend.
Yeah.
I hope it cools down a little bit.
You got Merbein at Kenny Park, I believe.
No, we've got Imps on number one.
Oh, that's right, Imps on number one. Oh, that's a lovely first up test.
So that'll be that'll be a big tester for us. The open spaces, and as I said earlier on, with the leg speed, it'll really tell us where we're at. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big first up test.
It is, much so. But and the draw hasn't really favoured us because after that we've got the split round, and then we've got the bye. So then we've got 2 weeks off. So. it just hasn't favoured our it just haven't favoured us at the minute. But anyway, we'll get Easter Saturday going and go from there.
You only got to walk into the Redcliffe social rooms, Gary, and have a look around the walls. It's a very proud football club with a lot of success behind it.
Oh, for sure. Like those 80s, like back, you know, like you had likes of Gary Robson and just naming a few, you know, when you know, you had Mark Cross there at the time at the helm when and Jeff Scott when they first started at the club back in the early 80s, and they got the ball rolling and they had a lot of success there in the early 80s. And then my time at Imps there in it was 86, 87, 88, we beat them three in a row, and then they had a year off, and then we had another crack at them again, and I think they lost about four or five grand finals in 6 years, you know.
They did.
But they always ran about, you know. And, yeah, look, they've got great history, you know. And they've even going back, what, 4 or 5 years, they've come off two premierships in a row. But since then, they've rebuilt, you know, and they've cleaned a lot of those guys out. And Marsh has done a great job as the president. He's really, you know, got the club up and going, and there's some good people. He's got some good people behind him at the moment, so, and that's why I've just jumped on board. And you know, things are pretty good out there at the minute. So, yeah.
Well,
anyway,
we'll go back to that '80s era for a second, Gary. That was right when I was playing under 17s and reserves football, and you know, watched all the senior games. The Redcliffe senior team under Mark Cross with guys like Bert Keeble and Stephen Waite.
Oh yeah.
Stephen Begg. Yeah.
Alan Hassell, like, you know, those guys played league football. Alan Hassell went down to St Kilda, and Bert Keeble had a stint at St Kilda.
The Bowen and, brothers. Bobby Gratian. Craig Westhead.
Yeah.
Now, that team, when I compare that to the team that you played in at Imperials, even though Redcliffe's lost four or five in the 80s, those two sides, in my opinion, are the best teams I've seen in the Australian Footy League.
Oh, sure. Yeah, back in those times, because they were, well, virtually Division One in the like interleague football.
Yeah, the Winfield Country Championships. We were
They won country championships back in those days, and that was Division One. You know, beating all the good country leagues, and look, second to none, and probably, you know, another couple of blokes there. Rowan Jones, like he was a gun. You know,
yeah.
Well, I learned a lot off him, and I just try to work out how to beat him. You just go and stand on him and he leads you the ball. You know, he was just another great player. You know, they had so many good footballers and hard at it, you know. And that's where you learn your craft, you know. Yeah.
It's great to see someone like yourself, Gary, from that era, because it really was the golden era of Central Asia Footy League in my time. It's great to see someone from that era back out and putting in as an assistant coach. It'd be great to see some of the big names at Redcliffe from that era, like Gary Robinson and Robbie Stevens, even a little bit later, come back and get involved in the club as well. I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, look, you know, Robbie's been still in the mix a little bit. You know, he turns up to functions and things like that. But,
yep.
Look, you know, those guys have moved on now, and they're all leading other lives and doing what they're doing. And, but they know what's going on. But, you know, it'd be good to see. Well, they had a function on last year.
Yeah.
Most of the boys turned up, and that was good. And, of course, Ross Waite and myself played at other clubs, you know, like South and Imps, and you know, we gone there when we played footy against all those guys. But they had the reunion last year, and it was a really good show, and all those guys come back, which you just mentioned, you know, and it was a really good night, you know, just a good catch up. So yeah,
guys, I'm almost out of time. I can't wait for the football season to start, especially with the sports show, mate. Imps straight up at City Oval. Yeah, it's a big test, but sometimes young kids can play above themselves. With that leg speed, you might worry about this on the open spaces of City Oval too.
Oh, I think so. If you have a basic game plan, and they just got to listen and learn, and they're eager to go, and they're all, you know, they've all done the time. They know what it's all about, and I think you just got to have a couple of good, you know, just the makeup we've got at the moment, just running the club. I think we're you know, I can't see us. I'm really going ahead with it. Yeah.
Nah, good stuff, so, Gary. It's been great to have you on the program. All you can ask them to do is have a red hot crack every week, and they're pretty it's pretty well known out at Redcliffe. That's what they do.
Yeah, if they have a crack, mate, the rest will come. Yeah, you know? And no doubt. That's all we've got to do.
Exactly right. Best of luck in a week's time.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
No worries, Gary. Been a pleasure. You take care.